Fantasy Rap
with Austin and Ozzy.
Hey everyone, this is Fantasy Rap, and I'm your host, Ozzy.
And I'm your co-host, Austin.
You can find us on fantasyrap.com. That is fantasywrap.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to the follow-up to week three. I don't know, from a defensive perspective,
yeah.
It was an interesting week.
Yeah.
Lots of blocked kicks.
Yep.
Lots of defensive touchdowns. Yeah. I think like the most ever in a week.
It was like at least what, five or six?
If you count the blocked kicks, there were either 9 or 11.
Oh jeez. Yeah. So I know there was
Two by Minnesota by the same guy.
Yep. The Eagles at the end blocked kick for the touchdown.
Yep. So did what was the other one? Will Campbell? I don't remember. There was another one where a defensive lineman or defensive end blocked it and took it to the house.
Oh yeah, I know. I think Arizona they had a
Tampa game.
Yeah, Tampa had one. Yeah. Yeah, I know Arizona, it was like a pick six or a scoop and score or something.
Well, that was on a block kick, the Tampa one.
Yeah,
but it was Tampa. Tampa was kicking their field goal and got it blocked, and it was returned for a touchdown.
Yeah, that was the Jets. It was Tampa and the Jets.
Yes,
Cardinals and somebody.
Whoever the Cardinals played.
But yeah, they scored one too. The Jets scored one because they had that. Seattle had a Torrey Horton returned like a punt for a touchdown. Yep. So yeah, a lot of, if you had the Minnesota defense, you're very happy. So.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Same with even Tampa. You know, you're good with Tampa because they put up a good fantasy scoring day because they had scored the block kick touchdown or whatever it was. Yeah. So.
Well, even if you played Detroit's defense.
And had seven sacks on Lamar.
And the fumble recovery of King Henry for the third week in a row.
Yep.
Interesting stat line there. So how did you do this week?
I believe I went 2-2. So one in both of the dynasty leagues.
Kicked my butt.
Yep.
You were the high scorer.
Yep.
So I had a fire sale.
Yeah, you definitely went for it. So now what was Honcho saying? You've got like 50% of the first rounders next year.
I've got 5 of the 10 first rounders next year, and I've got 4 of the 10 the following year, and then sprinkle in a bunch of seconds and thirds. I am definitely in a rebuild. However, I mean, I still kept a couple of my main players.
Yep.
You kicked me pretty bad.
Yep. Yeah. You know, and I was, you know, we were talking about a trade too in that dynasty league, and then you got the big one, which, you know, like I said, you got to do what's best for your team. And when that went through, Isaac, who you also traded with yesterday, he was like, "What's Oz doing?" And I'm like, "He's diving into a bit of a rebuild here, and trying to get some value for like CMC." You know, we were just talking. You know, he's 29, and you know all the big injuries that he's had, and you know it's how much value is, you know,
if
you waited until next year, value tanks. You know, so
And if anything happens to him, I mean, he's probably got 2 years left, this year and next. Maybe some value beyond there. It's hard to tell. I mean, the big question is, can he stay healthy?
Yeah.
And then in that trade, I also traded away Lamar.
Yep.
And, you know, yes, Lamar is considered the top fantasy back for Superflex.
Yep.
I mean, quarterback.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's getting older. His style of play makes it such that who knows how much. And I came away with three players.
Yep.
I mean, not great players.
Yeah, you traded one away.
Yeah.
Right away in that trade.
Right. So. And I mean, it was Devonta Smith. It was Hockenson, and it was Stafford. And so Stafford brought me a serviceable QB back, because we do Superflex. And, you know, beyond that, it was Devonta. I flipped Hockenson. Well, I've got Pitts, Hockenson, and Kraft, so I'll probably try and trade one of those and come away with a decent draft pick for him. And to think that, you know, it's not like they're... I didn't get Honcho's first-round pick.
Yeah, he had so many firsts from other
teams. He didn't even have his first-round pick. Yeah. So I got guys who are going to finish in the bottom five.
Yeah.
So including mine, I'm going to have probably three or four of the first five picks.
Yep.
And then another pick.
Yep.
So it's not like, because I ended up with Isaacs, and Isaac will either have the last or the second to last or maybe the third to last pick.
Yeah, he'll definitely be in the,
And when he was trying to trade with me, he's like, well, you're getting this pick. And I said, you can't treat that as a future first and second or first rounder.
No.
It's next year's is a late first rounder. It's not, you can't throw it out there and say the value is a mid-third rounder. No, or first rounder. It's a late first rounder. And, well, we don't know that. Well, we can pretty much guess
judging
what it's going to be.
Roster,
right. Yeah. I know where it's going to be approximately.
Yep.
So, and the same thing with Honcho. He's like, well, this is going to be a top three pick. I said, right now the guy is in fifth or sixth place. You can't. Yeah. You can't treat it as right. You can't treat it as knowing where it's going to be. Yep. So go ahead. Finish.
Yeah, sorry. So yeah, 2-2. So yeah, I won both the dynasty leagues. And then in the Yahoo leagues, the one I'm in with you, I'm now 0-3 in that one. You know, we were just talking
Isaac.
We were just talking, you know, you'd lose. I had the Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase stack, and that obviously completely fell apart because Burrow, the Bengals refused to protect him, you know. But oh, look at all these shiny toys we got!
Right, we've got two great receivers, a great QB, but
yeah, nobody to protect him.
Right,
and then in the other Yahoo League, I'm 1-2 there, but you know, team showing a little bit of heart in that one. You know, I was just honestly this week, I was just happy I beat my projection. So, you know, again, the Jamar Chase, and this week's gonna stink.
You have Jamar in both of them?
Yeah, I do. So this week's gonna stink too for Jamar because they got Denver, so he's gonna get shut down by Surtain. And you know,
and he got shut down last week, and
it was more, he still had, I mean, he had like six or seven targets,
right?
But the targets were so bad from Browning, you know. So Jamar for JSN in that Yahoo League with the guy who's 0-3. So, you know, he thought about it for a while, but then ultimately rejected it. So, yeah.
I mean,
you know, I told him, I'm like, inject a little volatility. I know JSN's been your most consistent guy, but man, you're 0-3. You know, I mean, I'm only 1-2. That's not much better. But
it's not like you're giving away. And to think that people are actually talking about, because in my league that I've been in for 30 plus years, Jamar went first.
Yeah.
And I've said, you know, obviously you can't control injuries, but at the same time, when you're in a 16 team, two running back league.
Yeah.
This is the importance of going running backs first and second. And we were talking about that a little bit. I went Gibbs and Chuba Hubbard. And my wide receivers are Pickens and Khalil Shakir.
Yeah.
Horrible. However, I had the foresight to pick Addison and Brandon Ayuk in the event that Addison will be back, I believe, this week. And Ayuk could be back in week six, and they could be major upgrades from the wide receivers that I drafted.
Yep.
I still have, outside of an injury, I still have two very good running backs in that league. He has okay running backs, and now he doesn't. I mean, he still has Ja'Marr Chase.
Yep.
But Ja'Marr Chase has lost so much value without a quarterback there. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, he could have weeks that are still, because a lot of what he did
last week was with Browning.
Yeah.
And he had a monster week because he had like 14 targets, you know, like crazy targets and stuff, which that's going to be the recipe if the Bengals want to win enough games to make it that if Burrow is going to come back late in the season, just for the team, not fantasy purposes, but just for the team. That's what they need to do.
Right.
They just need to hyper-target him. You know, get. I mean, T. Higgins had, what, one catch for 15 yards last week or something like that? I mean, that was real bad, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so they just need to. And then Chase Brown's been horrible, too, because, you know, he's not getting nearly as much work as he was when Burrow was there.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean.
Well, and they got behind and they just.
Yeah.
I mean, you get behind in a game and. You have to work at throwing the ball to try and get back into the game. Chase Brown loses all those touches.
Yep.
I went 2-1. I am now 1-2 in our dynasty.
Yep.
And like we said, traded away. I didn't trade away that much.
Yeah.
I mean, I did in the sense that I gave up Lamar and CMC, and then in my other trade, I gave up Devonta, who I had picked up in that first trade, and Kamara and Daniel Jones.
Was Kamara in that?
Yeah, Kamara was in that trade.
Oh, okay.
I think he wanted. I don't know who he wanted.
Yeah.
Maybe he wanted Devonta Smith.
Well, he was, and like I said, I was talking with Isaac because his first sentiment was, you know, basically we wanted to, you know, like I think it was when we both started in the league, we were like, how the hell does this guy get this team? You know, because his roster's stupid.
And you saw.
And it's even more dumb now, but, you know, so we wanted to put a trade embargo on him and just. But, shut it down.
But the funny thing is,
at the same time, like I said, like you know, you and I were texting. I was like, you got to do what's best for your team, you know, for your roster.
Right.
Yes, it sucks that he's getting two more major pieces for his roster. But at the same time, you don't want to shoot your own self in the foot when the value's there.
Right. Well, and the fact that he had all of those first round draft picks.
Yeah.
I mean, he was going to be able to rebuild.
Yeah.
On top of, so I've taken away, I mean, I don't believe he has a draft pick in the next 2 years. Zero.
Oh, wow.
I believe he traded the rest of his draft capital to me.
Gotcha.
In addition to those three players to get two players.
Yeah.
So I subtracted five players from my team. Four, really, because Devonta Smith came back in a trade. And it was CMC, Kamara, Daniel Jones, and who was the other one I said? Devonta, Daniel Jones, Kamara, CMC. Oh, and
Lamar.
Lamar.
Yeah.
So you get rid of Lamar, Kamara, CMC, and Daniel Jones, who, you know, and people are like, last year, you're keeping Daniel Jones? I said, Daniel Jones isn't a bad QB. Daniel Jones is in the wrong place.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he looks like a stud now.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. I picked him up in the main Yahoo League. Excuse me. I mean, I've got Bo Nix as my starter, you know, and this week they were basically this within a point of each other for score. And this week, too, I'm looking at it going, you know, I mean, Bo Nix has Cincinnati. So I'm going with Bo Nix this week because their defense is horrible. So I should have a good week out of him.
Their offense is horrible. So who knows how much?
Well, that too. That's the reservation I have with Nix is how much is he going to actually have to do,
right?
You know, and then Daniel Jones. I believe they're playing the Chargers. which they should have tough to put up points.
Tough matchup.
The Chargers' defense is also very good. So
right.
I'm kind of stuck in that one a little bit, you know. So, but, yeah, I mean, Jones is – I think what helps him is he finally has the talent around him, and he's got a – you know, I mean, the Colts' line is good.
Yes.
You know, so he's got the protection and the weapons that he doesn't have to solely do it himself.
Right.
You know, because we saw those
completely different.
Yeah.
And they punted for the first time all season in the second quarter.
Yeah, something like that.
Of week three.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, he looks, like you said, he looks completely different because he's comfortable. He knows he doesn't have to, you know, play Superman, really. Right. You know, right. I mean, you know, like I said,
and he's not running for his life.
Well, that too, you know,
which is normal for the
Giants. Yeah, he had these monster weeks in New York here and there, but that's because he'd have like 100 yards rushing and a touchdown
or
because
two.
Because he was getting murdered right. in the backfield, so he had to run. You know, here he can play. You know, he's got, like I said, all the nice weapons. Jonathan Taylor, to me, looks like the best running back in football right now.
Yeah.
You know, so you get that to lean back on. He doesn't have to, you know, like I said, Daniel Jones doesn't have to go out and win a game for the Colts when JT is doing that. And, you know, it's just a little extra on top. It's not – you know, he just seems lighter out there, you know, because he doesn't have that mental weight of being like, gosh, you know, I got to go out and win this game, you know. So
I'm going to end up 1-14 or 1-13 in that league, more than likely. I'm going to do, at this point, I might as well do all I can to tank for Tua.
Well, everybody was trying to tank for Arch, but. He's been horrible.
Well, and I don't think he's coming back out this year anyway.
Yeah, he shouldn't with the tape he's been putting out this season in the games against legit college teams.
Right,
he has been horrible.
Well, and that's the thing that is so, you know, people look at these players in college and they go, this guy is going to be a stud. Marvin Harrison Jr. I mean, all of these guys that Tet, Travis Hunter, blah, blah, blah. They do it against, for the most part, I mean, you think about college football and the how many hundreds of teams there are.
Yeah.
And there are fewer in the FBS, but still, that talent pool is completely, you know, washed out for the most part. There are some good teams, you know, if you were to go up against Georgia or, you know, certain team, Ohio State, every week that caliber and put up those kinds of numbers, then you're a stud. Mm-hmm. But you get to the NFL and all 32 teams are, I mean, I don't want to say all of them are great, but there's only 32 teams. Yeah. There's only 64 starting cornerbacks. There's, you know, you have to look at it from a realistic perspective, and people don't. They automatically go, this guy's going to be a stud. And then the guy doesn't turn into a stud. And why isn't he a stud? He's a big old, you know, a bum.
Yeah, well, that's the Marvin Harrison Jr. one is, you know, he had two really bad drops this week, and the one should have been a monster touchdown, that one where he was wide open in the middle.
Yeah, I didn't see
he it was almost like a like a post or something, and he flattened it out, so it was more of a deep crosser, and Kyler hit him right in the numbers. I mean, Marv, he had to, you know, he stopped, turned, hit him right in the numbers, and he whiffed it and dropped it, but there was nobody around him, and he could have took off. You know, it would have been a monster touchdown.
So yep.
I don't know if it's a mental thing, because we know that he's got the physical talent, and he was amazing at Ohio State. You know, so is it a mental thing going on right now? I mean, Kyler also isn't the best on any given week either.
Right.
But, you know, it's just.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily the best situation for him, environment for him. But, you know, you have to go in and make it work if you're going to be a fantasy stud or a football stud.
Yep.
In my other two leagues, I said I went 2-1. I was 1-2. I lost in the other league that you and I are in by 6 points. My defense took a dump. I should have played Caleb Williams instead of Lamar. because Caleb went
nobody's
off.
Nobody's doing that, though.
Right. Especially going against Detroit, where you know you're going to be scoring points.
Yep.
I mean, he had a decent week, but Caleb Williams put up 40 in our league, and I would have won. I'm still in a tie for first place. And in the other, the 32-year-plus league, I am 3-0, highest point total. And like I said, I've got players coming back that make it possible that, I mean, if Ayuk and Addison come back, and then, like I said, I've got Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon was, I mean, it was just a dart throw. It was, I've already got two stud running backs. I've got Bishel Tutin as my backup for bye weeks. He's serviceable. If Mixon were to come back, I might have a problem. A good problem. Not a bad problem. So let's move on to our injuries. James Conner out for the year with an ankle injury. Apparently gruesome.
It was pretty nasty.
I didn't see it. Want to see it. Once they once they said it was gruesome, I was like, I've seen too many of those gruesome.
It was injuries. It was ugly. You know, and that sucks because James Conner is one of those guys. I don't think anybody dislikes James Conner. You know, he's just one of those guys that everybody's like, you know, good guy, good player. You know, obviously now that's if you've got Trey Benson, congratulations. I think he's going to be great. I actually
I traded for him last week.
Last year I traded Kamara, and I got Trey Benson and a second back because last year I thought Benson was going to be more involved than he was. And looking for the future, and I figured Kamara was going to be about done. You know, but then that was last year was the week before he put up like those four touchdowns on Dallas. So that was, you know, I was like, ah, crap. But, you know, so now, you know, I got, I have Trey Benson in the other dynasty, the one that I'm in with Nick. And him and I were texting because then before the season started, I traded with him and I got James Conner. From him and, or not James Conner, sorry, James Cook.
Cook,
So he was texting me, and he's like, what are the odds I trade you two, you know, RB1s? Like, that'd be crazy. And I was like, well, you know, I mean, Benson was a kind of a wait and see. You know, I liked him coming out of college, and, you know, and then he goes to Arizona, and you're like, oh, that's not, you know, not a great spot. But maybe it is because he got a good year to, you know, sit and learn and watch Connor. So,
well, it's kind of like Ray Davis. I mean, he's they think that he has the all the skills.
Well, James Conner's been probably the second best running back in football so far, besides behind JT. So
So moving on, we've got, so he'll be out for the season. He's having surgery.
DeMarcado's the he'll be the number two behind Benson, so he could have some value too if you're really hurting and need somebody.
I am. You know. I bought up for for him in our dynasty. Just so I have running backs. I mean, I didn't get any. Did I get any running backs back?
No,
I didn't get any running backs back. So I took out my number one and my number two, and my number three is Trevion Henderson. And
hopefully Vrabel will pull his head out of his butt after you know, the three fumbles by the other two running backs.
You start three running backs. And I've got one borderline starter.
That's why I'm happy the guys that I'm glad that Quinshon is now playing because so he was my third for in our league there.
Next up we've got Colston Loveland, who hasn't looked great anyway, out with the hip day to day.
Like I said, that's why, you know, when they took him over Warren, I'm actually I'm glad they did because I think Tyler Warren would be in the same position because there's just so many
mouths to feed.
You know, we saw, you know, DJ Moore has been fading into the background, you know, and I think that it would be a decent hit they would take, but I could see them trying to trade him. Potentially, you know, as the deadline starts creeping up.
Well, Burton, you know, Burton looked
I mean, he only had it was three targets, but it was three catches for like 110 and a touchdown or something like that.
We'll get to him.
So he's, you know, getting, because he was hurt, you know, on the, you know, end of college into the offseason. So he's working his way in. And he, I mean, he looked really good. I mean, they were using, DJ Moore had like five carries out of the backfield. You know, so I think they're starting to phase him out. You know, Odunze had a good week, could have had a monster week, but they missed on, like, I think it was a second touchdown.
So, yeah, Odunze looks like
legit. The real deal. So, yeah, Loveland, I mean, if he wasn't already on the waiver wire, he definitely probably is now, and pretty much every single outside of a dynasty.
Right.
You know,
right.
But yeah, so that one's.
Next up, we've got CeeDee Lamb. Ankle injury, high ankle sprain is what they had said, out 2+ weeks.
Yeah.
Now, if you ask CeeDee Lamb, CeeDee Lamb's playing this week.
Yep. I think even Jerry Jones said that there was a chance, but it's Jerry Jones, so you can't. Yeah. Yeah, with those high ankle sprains, you know, you're either you miss zero time or you miss like 3 to 4 weeks with it. There's really no in between. So.
Yep. Next up, Alec Pierce, concussion. He's in the protocol, which, I mean, he's been putting together decent numbers.
Yeah, he was going to have a really big week this week, because I actually have him in one of the, I think, in our league, in the Dynasty, and he was over 100 yards. The catch that he had on it was Daniel Jones took a deep shot on him, and he went up and, you know, contested with the DB. He got it, and when he came down, just, you know, I think his shoulder, I thought maybe he snapped his collarbone the way he came down, but then, so now obviously he's fine there, but the concussion, I mean, he looked like he was pretty out of it, you know, when they,
Yeah. Next up, Diami Brown, shoulder, unknown how much time he'll be out. He's seen some plays.
He's been fairly involved with Jacksonville, so, you know, hopefully this will, you know, whatever's going on with BTJ, you know, if Diami misses some time, you know, maybe that'll get BTJ back on track. Travis Hunter's been underwhelming for fantasy.
Very much so. I've seen him dropped.
Yeah.
In leagues.
Yeah, I wouldn't drop him, but definitely you can't start him. So,
depending upon how deep the league is.
Yeah, but
I mean,
even then,
I mean, in our 10-team Yahoo, I mean, I just picked up Olave, and last week I picked up
Keenan Allen,
and I mean, when you have a waiver wire that looks like ours does, versus a 16-teamer where I don't even, although I don't know that Diami Brown is on a team there either.
Yeah.
So, next up we've got Michael Mayer, concussion protocol.
That one was one of those scary ones where the arms go out and they're stiff. It was on a kickoff. They were kicking off, and he came down, and I don't know if he caught a knee or something, but all of a sudden you just see him fall, and he's facing, and the arms go out, and he kind of is shaking a little bit, and like five people immediately turn to the sideline and are like, you know, get out here, so he'll probably miss at least a week, I would imagine, if not more.
Nice spelling on that next one. That's supposed to be Najee Harris, out for the season. Tore his Achilles. Tough break.
Yep, but then Hampton, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He finally gave you a week that you were expecting out of him, and that should be
his
pretty
backfield.
Close to what you're getting every week from him. You know, Najee, it's kind of he's kind of not quite to the Eckler, you know, the age, but Harris, you know, with the Achilles, that's really a 2 year, you know, the next year you're done.
Right.
The second year you start, you know, is when you kind of start getting back to form.
Right. You don't have the burst in the
But Najee also, I mean, he's been in the league for a bit, a lot of usage, you know. That one's tough. I mean, he was only on a 1 year deal with the Chargers.
Was he?
Yeah. So, you know, he'll probably end up as a backup somewhere else, I imagine, maybe. But it's going to be, like I said, probably 2 years before he sees any action on a field again. Right. So
that's tough.
Yeah.
Tyrone Tracy Jr., shoulder injury day to day.
Yeah. I mean, he was the starter for the first 2 weeks, really. I mean, even this week until he, you know, this last on week three until he got hurt. And then Cam Scadaboo came out and had a huge, huge game. And, you know, that dude loves some contact. So I'm sure it'll probably be a week he misses for a concussion at some point. Because he just, but it's also one of those where it's like, if you bring the hit, you're usually fine.
Right.
You know, so maybe that's what, I don't think there's a lot of thought that goes in that guy's head when he's running the football, but, you know, maybe that's what he thinks, is if I bring the hit, yeah, I'll be fine. But
yeah, so God, much of it is instinctual.
Yeah.
That, I mean, you don't, there's no, there, yeah. You know, it's kind of like my wife has always said to me, when you're out there pitching in unlimited arc softball, do you hear the crowd? Do you hear the, I said, I don't hear a thing that's going on. Yep. I said, you tune it out.
Yep.
And you're doing what your body knows to do.
Yep.
I'll slide headfirst into a bag at my current age and people look at me and they go, are you aware that you're over 60? And I say, yeah. Why? What's the problem? Well, you slid head first. And I said, yeah, it just happens.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't go, oh, I think I'm going to slide head first. You just don't have the time.
Yep.
So guys like that, I mean, they play hard.
Yep.
And they just do what they're used to doing.
Yep.
Mike Evans out multiple games, hamstring injury.
Yeah, looks like this is the year he's not going to get his 1,000 yards. Yeah. He's only got like 130 or something like that for the first three weeks.
He's getting a little long in the tooth.
Oh, yeah. But
isn't it, how many?
8 years, nine
eight,
years?
Yeah, eight or nine years. Yeah. I mean, he's got to be pushing 30-ish years old.
Yeah, so, I mean.
I mean, you hate to see a great player like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Get injured.
But he's always, it's been every year he misses time or he tweaks. It's always the hamstring with him. It's
maybe he should have gone to the same UW doctors that
Watson
and another guy went to.
Yeah. So, I mean, that one, you know, that they're hoping Godwin's back soon in the next week or two here, potentially with Godwin. Obviously, Egbuka is going to be. He's going to just get peppered with targets. I think this is going to boost Bucky even more. They're going to use him a lot more in the passing game. Sterling Shepard, if he's out on your waiver wire and you need a dart throw, he should see, you know, he's going to see quite a few more targets as well. And
right.
He's one of those guys, too, that will just randomly put up a monster week. He did the same thing in New York when he was there with the Giants.
I just, like we've talked about, I hate the up and down.
Yeah.
I'd rather have 10 points a week than a guy who averages 12 points a week, but it's 5, 19, 3, 21. You know, you don't know that you're, I mean, consistency is what generally wins. Yes, some weeks someone puts up some stupid numbers and you need a huge outburst, but, you know, slow and steady wins the race in this one. So, last, we've got Terry McLaurin, day-to-day with a quad injury. And I'm trying to think of all the quads and hamstring injuries that I've had, and I'm trying to think, you know, quads can be really painful and keep you from running. And they seem to take a while to heal also. So I don't know which is better, a quad or a hamstring. I mean, when you're forced to be running, I don't think it matters.
I think I would probably go with a quad. You know, it's the hamstring, just, you know, you pull a hamstring and I feel like that the pain is much worse. Than if, you know, like a quad, like, you know, you don't really know exactly what's going on with the quad. Like, did he get, you know, a helmet between the, granted, none of these guys are wearing knee pads, but, you know, did he get it, you know, is it just a deep bruise? Is it like a full on, like a pull or a strain or something, you know? So I don't know, but, you know, McLaurin's been very underwhelming as well. You know, I mean, honestly, straight up disappointing. You know, finally gets the contract, and like everybody says, you know, he got paid, he doesn't care anymore, you know, which, I mean, McLaurin's, you know, again, he's like Mike Evans, he's been around for quite a while,
and,
you know, that's why they were, I think, were so hesitant to give him that contract, because he's 30.
29 or 30,
and they gave him, what, a two-year with a third-year option or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of money, so...
And it's... Here's the sad thing. You know, we've talked about it with running backs who, you know, their careers are shortened to start with because, you know, longevity, once you start hitting, well, you know, based on the number of touches and everything, you get older faster in a sense and more chance for injury, but they start out in that same boat. If you're a first round pick, they've got you for up to 5 years.
Yep.
And that fifth year is the first time you're really going to make much money.
Yeah.
And then you get the chance at a second contract, and a lot of running backs don't necessarily get that second contract unless they're huge names.
Yeah.
And similarly with, you know, the wide receivers, they're in a similar boat. Their lifespan is a little bit longer in football.
Yep.
But it's tough. I mean, you want to make the money that some of these guys are making, but the majority of them will never see that type of income.
Yep.
So moving on, we've got our studs. Trey Tucker, plus 29.69. 8 catches on 9 targets, 145 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 rush, 4 yards.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yep. Came out of seemingly almost out of nowhere. I mean, he's out there a lot, but this was the first week he really got the target share.
Yeah. And then I mean, last year he had some decent weeks.
Yeah. You know, obviously you get all 3 touchdowns from Geno.
Right.
You know, because Geno had a pretty good, you know, he had a big week too.
Right.
You know, after throwing up the gigantic dud
in
week 2.
Right.
Because he threw 3 picks in that game and no touchdowns. So, you know, you flip it this week. And yeah, I mean, Tucker, you know, Brock with the knee injury has not been, you know, what you drafted him for yet. You know, Genty's been disappointing being with what he was, but their offensive line is pretty rough.
Yeah.
So,
but again, you know, you're playing with the big boys now.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, and Genty did call for, he said he wants more touches and they need to, you know, really feed him. But again, yeah, that's tough, you know, but so Tucker, I mean,
he probably wants, you know, he figures that, seventh or eighth or ninth or tenth touch like Montgomery had, where it turns into a 72-yard run.
Yeah, he can bust one.
Yeah. Montgomery's next, plus 19.7, 12 rushes, 151 yards, half of that on 1 carry, 2 touchdowns, 1 reception for 13 yards. And the funny thing is that Gibbs had 2 touchdowns also.
Yeah, Gibbs had a good day. Not as big, obviously, because I don't think he had the same yardage.
No, he was in the 70s, I think.
Yep. You know, and this is the Lions. Montgomery does this every now and then, too, where he'll get the, you know, it'll be Gibbs with 1 touchdown, but Montgomery will get 2.
Yeah.
You know.
Imagine the points that Gibbs would have if he were truly...
Well, that was the end of last year when Montgomery got hurt and he missed those like last 4 weeks before the playoffs. You know, he came back for the playoffs. Gibbs averaged like, it was like 27 points a game, like fantasy points per week at that point. Like he was far and away the number one running back.
I mean, he won me my week this week, and it was like 93-86.
Yeah.
So that second touchdown really...
Yep.
Capped it off, but you draft someone hoping that you've got the stud.
Yeah, well, that's what keeps, if Montgomery were traded or retired or something, you know, or was injured to start the season and was going to miss, you know, if he started on the PUP and was out 8 weeks, I think Gibbs would be the number one running back, if not the number one overall pick for fantasy, you know. But that's what keeps him a little nerfed, where if you're in like the 5th, 6th pick in your draft, you can get Gibbs there is because of Montgomery being there, you know. And I
took him at 4.
Yeah. I mean, which is, I have no problem with, but, you know, he is nerfed because Montgomery's still there and they love Montgomery.
Yeah.
You know, that was
last
year with, I mean, granted, it was Ben Johnson then, but every single game, the first entire drive, the first drive was always Montgomery. And they would give him like 7 carries on the first drive. Then they'd bring Gibbs in and he'd get him down to the 2. and then Montgomery's back in for the touchdown. Yeah. And you're like,
well, and I was surprised that, I mean, Gibbs actually got a couple of shorter touchdowns this week. So next up, Luther Burden III. We talked about him a little bit, plus 15.9. Three catches on three targets, 101 yards and a touchdown, one rush, 7 yards.
Yeah.
Not the number of targets you'd like to see for him.
Yeah, well, and one of those was that flea flicker they ran. Did you see that?
Yep.
DeAndre Swift about broke that play for him because he's, you know, he did the pitch back, but it was way high, and Caleb had to come, you know, take a step forward to get it. But Dallas's defense is so bad that it doesn't matter, and they still connected, and you know, and he got it. So, you know, on a trick play, you know, for the touchdown, that one, you're, you know, obviously that's not going to happen every week, but like we talked about a little bit ago at the start, you know, he's working back from his injury from college. And, you know, like I said, it seems like they're kind of phasing DJ Moore into more of a, at least this week, more of like a Deebo Samuel kind of role where he's going to get carries because he's a bigger receiver too, you know. So, you know, Burden, if you know, in a redraft league, he's probably still sitting out there on waivers, you know, if you another guy, take a shot, see what this turns into, because obviously they, you know, was he second round? Second or third round? I don't think he was
maybe
first.
It was a second rounder. Yeah,
because he was hurt. Like I said, he was hurt, so a lot of teams passed. You know, he was supposed to be up there.
Right.
You know, so, take a dart.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yep. Next up, Hunter Henry back to relevance in fantasy football.
Does this every year.
8 catches, 11 targets, 90 yards, 2 touchdowns.
He does that every year. He'll have 3 or 4 games where he has basically this stat line, and he's the number one tight end on the week, and you know, and then the next week he'll have 4 for 30, you know, and that's it.
Right.
So, but I mean, he does seem, you know, the 11 targets, you know, and again, Hunter Henry's he's always been a good tight end, always, even when he was on the Chargers, always been a good tight end. You know, he's solid. So, you know, I think Drake May, you know, with their lack of, you know, Diggs has been, you know, again, he was working back from the ACL or something like that last year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's still not back to full. You know, they had Booty, who had the big game, what was that, last week or week one or something. You know, he basically turned back to not really involved. You know,
back to a drop candidate.
Yeah, so, you know, it's if I'm Drake May, I'm, you know, I'd be going to the OC and being like, hey, you know, is it McDaniel? Is back there, I'd be like, let's run this through, you know, obviously selfishly, because I've got Travion, you know, in the main Yahoo league, waiting for that breakout. If I'm Drake May, I want him to go to the OC and be like, let's run this offense through Hunter Henry and Travion.
Yeah.
You know, let's do that instead of Booty or DeMario Douglas, you know, who everybody's been waiting on for 2 years, 3 years now to actually do something.
Right.
An old washed Stephon Diggs. It just, you know, find something that works
It's amazing that Stephon Diggs went from, I mean, when he was in Minnesota, stud. He's like
top three in the league.
Stud.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he goes to the various places, and he's been in three.
Well, his first year in Buffalo, he was great. Still, stud. And then the first half of his second or third year in Buffalo. And
he started lipping.
And then it dropped off at the end of the season, you know. And then, you know, you hear all the stuff, how he's horrible in the locker room and everything. So, you know, he's a diva.
Yep.
Having a kid with Cardi B.
Nice.
You see that?
Nice. Yeah, no, I did
knocked,
not.
Knocked
I,
up Cardi B.
I don't play cards much, so. For all your younger kids. Who?
Yeah.
Mark Andrews, plus 15.79, 6 catches on 6 targets, 90 yards, 2 touchdowns. It was, you know, you have him in the dynasty.
Oh, right? Yeah, I do. Yep.
And but did I've you got, play him?
No, because I have Ferguson.
Right. Yeah.
So, and Ferguson has been great. And
Andrews has Ferguson been horrible is the number one tight end
so far.
Is
Ferguson
really?
Is the through 3 weeks. Ferguson is the number one fantasy tight end.
Wow.
But yeah. So yeah. No, I haven't. Maybe I should throw Andrews out on the trade block, see what I can get.
Right? So, I mean, it was a huge surprise.
Yeah.
And we talked about this a little bit before the cast. It's like, it was a thanks for all you've done for us.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's this is the end of the road because Isaiah Likely's back and you're long in the tooth. I don't know.
Yeah, that one's tough with Andrews because, you know, the Ravens run a lot of two tight end.
Right.
You know, so, but last year when Likely was healthy, Likely was the one that was stretching the field. And right. Andrews was blocking a lot. And because Andrews is one of the better blocking tight ends in, right. in the league, you right. know, even at his, you know, at his age. And Andrews is what, 28? I mean, he's 28 or 29, you know. So he's getting up there, yes. But, you know, it's tough because he knows the system and everything, right. and he is a solid piece, but he's going to be so up and down again, you know, with that, and especially with Likely coming back, who I think they like, you know,
yeah.
obviously long term, because he is so
young.
Well,
you know who also caught a few passes was Kohler.
Kohler, yeah, and that was the same with last year. Kohler, there was games where Kohler was getting six targets and Andrews got two, and you're like, what, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe they do finally, you know, they try and find somebody that needs a tight end and, you know, a team, and they ship them off and they go with those guys. I don't, yeah. you know,
yep.
who knows?
And we've got our duds. Michael Penix, -12.65, 18 of 36 for 172, two interceptions, two rushes, 9 yards.
Yeah.
Are they going to keep playing him?
I think he'll start again this week, but I think as short soon. Leash. Oh, very, like, you know, they're still holding on to the buckle that short. You know, I think if he comes out, you know, worst case for Penix is in the first drive, he comes out and throws a pick.
Yeah.
And I think after that, it will be Kirk Cousins. And I think it will be Kirk Cousins for a while. They might look at what Carolina did with Bryce last year
yeah.
and sit him down for a couple weeks and say, hey, just
get yourself together. Clear
your head. Yep. Figure it out. We'll get you back out there in, say, 4 weeks or something. Just, you know, get back to being who we know you can be, who we showed last year, you know, towards the end. You know, he was playing really well.
Right.
So, yeah, that one's, you know, to get shut out by Carolina.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
You know, you just cannot let that happen.
Right. Well, at least they didn't have to count on their kicker.
Yeah.
Although yeah. Youngway Koo got picked up by someone to the practice squad.
Oh,
so
yeah
he's not going to start right now.
Yep.
Next up, and the funny thing is Youngway Koo used to win
yeah.
fantasy games for people
oh, yeah.
with his 50 plus yard kicks.
Yep.
And all of a sudden he can't, you know, kick from anywhere. Next up, we've got CeeDee Lamb. Tough one here because yeah. he injured himself on the first drive.
Could have been a lot worse than the high ankle sprain.
Oh, too. Yeah.
His was like rolled up on bottom of a pile almost, and the ankle was looking like it was facing the wrong way for a second there.
Right.
So
right.
could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. But he's tough. And
no. Well, that was that last year he played through something in his shoulder?
Yeah, shoulder. Yeah. yeah.
Where
yeah.
it was like anybody else would have just gotten the surgery.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's yeah. one of the toughest wide receivers
yeah.
we've seen in quite some time. And,
yeah.
and he's a competitor. I mean, he wants to play all the time.
Yep.
He wants to play against the Packers on Sunday night. He yep. may be in there. Who yep. knows? Next up, Malik Nabers. 2 catches, 7 targets, 13 yards.
After the monster week last week against Dallas, you know, to me, that's a Russell Wilson issue. And that's why now we're getting to see what Dart has, you know, and I think, like I said, I do think Brian Daboll is a good coach, a good head coach, but we talked about it last week or week one, he's just been handed garbage from the day he walked into that right. organization, and right. they've done barely, I mean, aside from drafting Malik Nabers and then now Jackson Dart this year, have done basically nothing for him.
Right. I mean, this was a team where, you know, you look back at Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones was the most sacked quarterback for, I think, 2 years in yeah. a row. and they've done nothing real. I mean, they've probably done some stuff, yep. but it's not enough to move the needle
yeah.
on that offensive line to protect the quarterback and get him the time that is necessary to get these guys open.
Yeah. Yep. So hopefully Dart, I mean, they'll,
you know. Luckily, Dart can run a little bit better maybe than.
Yeah, I mean, that too. And you get the emergence of Cam Scandibu now, you know, like if Tracy does miss, you know, some time, you know, you get, like I said, the emergence of Cam Scandibu, you know, I mean, he's, you know, teams have to watch for him because he will literally just beat you down, right. you know, yeah, so.
Physically.
Yeah. So I think, again, that's one where, you know, if Dart wants to succeed, you know, I know he does, but if he's going to succeed, that's one that you go, all right, Malik Nabers is our best player.
Right.
Just pepper him, you know, whatever you got to do, you know, close to line of scrimmage stuff, take a couple shots with, you know, you got to use him everywhere.
Right.
You know, so hopefully that, like I said, I've got Nabers in a dynasty and I just hope he just stays consistent for the rest of the season, really.
Yep.
You know, with some spike weeks, but. You know, I don't think we're going to see last year Nabers where he was, you know, he had 70 targets through like 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Like it was just crazy, his right. numbers. So
right. Next up, Saquon Barkley. Didn't think we'd see him on the list of duds. Minus 10.6, 18 rushes, 46 yards. Yep. Very inefficient. Mm-hmm. 4 receptions on 5 targets for 9 yards. Very inefficient.
Yeah. The Rams defense is legit. I mean, and they obviously ended up losing that game, but the Rams, I mean, their front line is great. So that's why, you know, 18 rushes on 40, you know, for 46 yards, you know, to me, that's the Rams, because Saquon, if he gets 18 rushes against anybody else, he's probably double that with a touchdown, you know.
Maybe.
So I think the Rams defense is good.
Not against Cleveland.
Well, yeah.
Possibly not against Green Bay.
That's true. You know, but again, you know, the Eagles, they got down big right away in that game. So they had to, Jalen Hurts actually had to be a quarterback and yeah. not a running back this week,
yeah.
you know, and you saw what happened. Goddard had a good game because he caught that touchdown. It was like a 33 yarder. Devonta Smith caught a touchdown, had good yardage. AJ Brown finally was back to what he should. I mean, that's what the Eagles should be doing every week. It's not, you know, this Jalen Hurts with 2 rushing touchdowns
right.
and Barkley with a rushing touchdown. And you got AJ Brown going out there with 2 targets and 1 catch for 15 yards.
It's right.
insane. I know that they were winning, you know, they've won those games, but it's just, to me, that's insane. You just, that's one of those things you cannot do, you know, as a team, is alienate your, you know, AJ Brown and then Devonta Smith, who is a, you know, probably one of the better wide receiver 2s in the league.
Right.
You know, if AJ Brown goes down, Devonta Smith is a wide receiver 1, you know, and he is good at what he does.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, this, and that's what it's going to be with the Eagles. It's going to be so up and down, just like it was last year. Right. You're going to get another week with, excuse me. You know, you're going to get more weeks where AJ Brown and Devonta Smith lose you a week because they just don't need to throw the ball,
right?
You know, or they just straight up refuse to. So, you know,
yeah, that's it. From a fantasy perspective, that is a lousy team to have players from.
It is.
I mean, Saquon Barkley was number 1 in one of my leagues.
Yep.
Was number 2 in another league, and you know, one of the things that you have to think about is this jet lag from having touched the ball 460 yeah. times or whatever last year.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they've shown yep. that people do not come back from touching the ball that many times to have another huge year.
Yeah.
So in my book, he was pretty much off the chart for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I was not going to draft him
yeah.
in the top 5. Had he come back the second round? Sure. But he yeah. wasn't coming back in the second round. Yeah. And like I said, he was already gone by the time I drafted in either of the redraft yep. leagues. So next up, we got Chase Brown. You talked about him.
Yeah.
I have another mistake in my 10 rushes, 3 yards, 4 catches on 5 targets for 17 yards, 20 yards.
Yeah. I mean, the 5 targets is nice. You know, the yardage is not.
Right.
You know, but they were – just getting shellacked in that game because, you know, that offense is without Burrow is just...
It's questionable.
Yeah.
Is I mean, what it is. I mean, Jake Browning has had good weeks.
Yes, and that's what it's going to be. It's going to be similarly to, like we were just talking about, A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith, where they're going to have huge weeks, and then they're going to go back to being... They're going to lose you a week, and that's the same with the Bengals players.
Right.
Chase Brown is... That's very... I mean, if I had him, I'd be panicking because, you know, if they get down that big, yes, again, like I said, the receptions, you know, the targets are nice. Five targets, you know, for a running back, that's pretty good. But, you know, the 10 rushes for 3 yards, that offensive line is absolutely horrible. excuse me. And if you're not able to challenge the defense down the field with your receivers, they're just going to stack the box and say,
beat us.
What now?
Right.
Beat us. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Another, I mean, with Burrow out, another team that I don't want their players.
Yeah.
Like I mean, said, granted, I got Higgins in a trade.
Yep.
But, you know,
that's a next year, you know.
Right. Right. Yeah. You know. I mean, it wasn't, I wasn't targeting Higgins necessarily from any perspective, but
yeah.
Moving on to our waiver wire. I'm going to leave him at the top again, Daniel Jones. It may or may not be there, depending upon how deep the league is. I know that I'm pretty sure that in our 10-team Yahoo, he's probably still available, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, because after the Burrow injury, I'm running out Drake May in our league, which was nice this week.
Yeah.
You know, so but if Jones is out there, I might be looking at him a little bit. Who knows, but... Yeah.
I mean, I noticed you picked up the other player that I mentioned last week in that league.
Juwan Johnson?
Yeah.
Yep.
Juwan Johnson. Yep. Next up, we've got Trey Tucker. Granted, it was three targets, or was he?
No.
He was like the eight or nine.
Yeah.
So he might actually be of value. However, like we said, tight end.
Bowers.
You know, is working his way back from the injury from week one. Mayer is now injured.
Yeah. So. I mean, Tucker's out there a lot. You know, it's just if he's part of the plan or if anything, you know, like you said, if he breaks one for a long touchdown, you know.
Right.
So.
Guy's got burner speed. Oop. Luther Burden III, again, skeptical. Who knows what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Although if they continue to phase out DJ Moore, he's got some value.
Yep.
Mark Andrews. Hard to say.
Yeah.
I would
add likely to the waiver wire as well if he's out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, he sounds like should be back this week potentially. Right. If not, sounds like it'll be for sure week five.
But a lot of people, if you drafted Isaiah Likely, you're still holding on to him.
Well, yeah. I'm saying like this is like redraft and stuff. Like I picked up Likely last night in the main Yahoo league because I traded away McBride, and then I got Kyle Pitts back, so I just grabbing Likely just in case, you know, throw him on the bench, give it a couple of weeks, see what happens, you know. So I would, both of them are out there, you know. I mean, Andrews, I'd be shocked if he puts up 90 yards again, but there are going to be games where he will catch a touchdown or two. It's just the way he is. He's used around the goal line, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
So if they get down there, you know, and then with whatever's going on with Derrick Henry, you know, maybe they are going to have to rely on the pass more, you know, this season. So
at least in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, for sure.
next up, we've got Jeremy McNichols. Interesting situation there.
I mean, it's kind of a ever-evolving three-way timeshare kind of thing there because, you know, obviously everybody wants Bill, you know, Kroski Merritt to get, you know, to be the guy.
Right.
But they still like their Chris Rodriguez as well, and McNichols has been there for a while, and he had the touchdown this week.
Yeah. I've got Rodriguez in our dynasty.
I forget which dynasty league, but apparently I have McNichols. I don't remember ever.
I think you have him in ours.
Yeah.
In the one that you and
I don't remember ever adding him. I don't think he was there because I adopted the team.
Yeah,
unless he's been there the whole time and I just missed it, I don't know. But I don't remember picking him up, and all of a sudden I'm looking through and I'm like, oh, McNichols with a touchdown. I'm like, why am I getting this notification?
Yeah,
you know, Andy was on my, he was on my bench, so I don't know why I got the notification. But
yeah.
Next
up, Cam Scatabo.
He's probably drafted in everywhere. I mean, redraft everything, you know. So,
well, I know he is in our 16. He's,
yeah.
I don't believe he was in our
The 10 team. I could see that. But, yeah, I mean, if somehow
he's out there. I picked up Trey Benson this week.
Yeah.
On waivers.
Yeah.
And Trey Benson, to me,
I think he's the top running back target this week for waivers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's got the – yeah. Yeah, I like Benson more.
And I didn't throw him on here because it's likely that someone may have already had him as the handcuff.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and my last one is Jackson Dart. Obviously has some upside. Hard to say how much upside.
Yep.
Upside. I know I tried to get him because I've got Russ.
Yeah.
As my backup to Patrick Mahomes. Now I'll need to find someone else, but it's in a 16-teamer. So the choices are slim. I think I've got Spencer Rattler that I could pick up for the bye week.
He's been consistently, you know, average, really.
Right.
You know?
And I just need
just to get through a bye week.
My 1 week. Yep. So it's not like, you know, I was 16th in waiver wire order. It, you know, I was hoping, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Did you have anyone else to add?
Like I said, just likely out there. Other than that, there's really not a whole lot out. Sterling Shepard, you know, like I said, with the Evans injury, you know, until Godwin comes back, you know, which could be this week, even sounds like, but it'll probably most likely be next week for Godwin. I think Shepard is, if you're truly in a pinch, this week could have a decent week.
I remember I actually had Sterling Shepard on our dynasty.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, and finally, you know, you sit there and you're like, no, doesn't hold much value, but you know, here and there. Certain guys.
Yeah,
you know.
I think he'd be good this week because, you know, obviously a defense is going to go, well, their only guy left is Igbuka. So we got to take him out or try to limit him, so it'll go there. I mean, another Buccaneer would be, you know, if you want to, is Cade Otton. He's been horrible this season.
Which is interesting because I look back to last year and I kind of laugh at myself because I had drafted him with my last pick in our 32 year, and after like 3 or 4 weeks, I dropped him.
Yeah,
and then he took off.
Yeah, he had a 4 or 5 week stretch where he was a top three tight end every week.
Yeah.
You know, because he was necessary.
And I thought he would do well this year.
Yeah, well, and coming up, you know, now with Evans missing time, Cade Otton's going to be necessary. So if you want to, you know, I mean, if you say, you know, like me picking up Likely in the main Yahoo, like I said, I traded away McBride, I got ETN and Kyle Pitts back, and Pitts has been average
at best.
So, you know, if you're in a situation,
but like he's that, 24,
it's still Kyle, it could happen. You know, so, you know, but if you're in a situation like that where you're either just streaming tight ends, if you want to, that could be a good play this week because he is going to be necessary,
so. and he's there,
Tight end. Him and Baker.
I mean, you know, the difference between, you know, you look at the Ravens. Well, the Ravens have 2-3 tight ends that they use, and it's never a guarantee that a tight end on that offense is even going to see the ball with Derrick Henry, with a quarterback that runs, with a quarterback. And I look at Lamar, and I think, you know, I watch him throw the ball. He throws darts.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know of many quarterbacks that I like the delivery of their throw as much as I like Lamar's. and he doesn't throw it often enough.
Yeah. To me, Cam Ward. You see, I mean, that dude can put some heat on that ball.
Yeah.
I mean, he throws them on a rope too. But you know, he's still, you know, rookie, and you know, their Titans offense is struggling a little bit. Obviously, Ridley's been gigantically disappointing. I mean, he's almost, to me, almost droppable.
Yeah.
But, which kind of sucks. But yeah. So.
Okay. Well, that's all we have for this week.
Yep.
Good luck on your waiver wire picks.
Yeah.
Good luck on Thursday night football. Who we got going?
Is it Seattle, Arizona?
I don't even know. I haven't even paid attention.
Yeah, I think it's Seattle, Arizona, I think.
Yeah, and after this week, buys start.
Yep.
So we'll start talking about who you have to cover up for.
Yep.
Otherwise, I am Ozzie.
And I'm Austin.
Have a great week.
Bye. Thank you.